And welcome back inside the cave on this Thursday morning. Pat Hayes, John Kane with you this morning. And it's time for our weekly Thursday talk with John Borton from the Wolverine Magazine. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Pat. Great to be with you.
Well, Michigan got by Indiana, didn't play very well in the first half, made some adjustments at halftime, came back and put on a pretty good offensive display, firing for over 300 yards. Pretty good game for Michigan. Your impressions?
It was. It was obviously a slow start for the Wolverines. You're looking at 10-10 at halftime, and people were getting a little bit antsy over that. But I think there were a few things that factored into that. You look at an Indiana team that threw the first real high tempo at Michigan it had seen this year, and I think that threw them off a little bit, and they were adjusting to that. Not that they didn't expect it coming, but it's still, in a game, you are adjusting to it. I think Indiana wore out its own offensive line down the stretch because you saw Michigan begin to tee off. And then you had the incident in the first half where you've got Mike Hart, Michigan's former running back and running back's coach, going down, basically collapsing on the sidelines and getting carted off. You got your couple of your running backs very emotional, teary-eyed, and no doubt distracted momentarily. And the entire team wondering, is he going to be okay? And I think that had to play some role in all of that. But then second half, you know, they really turned it up. And you talk about halftime adjustments. One stat that I came across that is pretty amazing is this team has given up in the third quarter, combined all games this year, 3 points. And they shut it down in the second half. They were all over Indiana's quarterback, who looked like he didn't really want to go out on the field towards the end. Seven sacks by seven different guys, and just a very good rebound from a slow start with, like I said, some very strange things going on.
As I said from the onset, that J.J. McCarthy, over 300 yards passing, and most of those passes went to either Ronnie Bell or Luke Schoonmaker. Ronnie Bell, 121 yards on 11 catches. Schoonmaker, 67 yards on 9. The Michigan has quite a corral of pass receivers, including Cornelius Johnson, Andrell Anthony, A.J. Henning, and Donovan Edwards, but we haven't seen an awful lot from them, and it seems like Schoonmaker and Bell are the targets by J.J.
Well, they certainly have been the most prominent of late. And you think, talking in Schoonmaker, somebody that was a little bit last year in the shadow of Eric All, and Eric All's been sidelined by injury. He was expected to be an All-American this year. And certainly Ronnie Bell has stepped to the fore. Rowan Wilson didn't even play on Saturday. He has been sidelined by injury. So, you've got some guys with tremendous talent, but the distribution has narrowed down a little bit. I think Andrell Anthony is the guy to, along with Rowan Wilson when he comes back, are the guys to really keep an eye on as far as expanding what they're doing through the air. Wilson was excellent early on, not only with catching passes and making big plays, but also with the end-around kind of stuff and that thing. Andrell Anthony was, last year it was like the one-game wonder. He came out against Michigan State and had an incredible game up in East Lansing, Lansing native Andrell Anthony. And this year it's come along slower, but he has shown some great flashes of his game. He can certainly catch the ball. He's getting better and better in his all-around game, his downfield blocking, those sorts of things. And I think as he continues to prove himself, he's going to be a bigger and bigger part of the offense for this team.
John, let's move into the game coming up on Saturday against Penn State. I'd said it before that, you know, it doesn't, I don't know. They're in the top 10, they're undefeated, but they don't really seem to have a signature win as far as I'm concerned at this point in the season. The Auburn win gets to look not as good every week while the season goes along. But still, what are some of the things you think the Wolverines are going to have to do a little bit better, at least, because I you know, Penn State can play the game. There's no question.
Yeah, absolutely. And first, to your premise, I would just like to speak to that for a minute. You know, you're talking about Penn State not having a signature win. That's probably true, although it's no bargain this year to go, or any year really, to go into West Lafayette and win a football game. They had to really fight that, and the way the West is, Purdue may end up winning the West. You never know. But I would agree, but I would think Penn State folks would turn right back around and say, well, what's Michigan's signature win? You know, you were weak in the non-conference, and you really haven't played any of the top Big Ten teams so far. So, you know, I think that could be said probably of both these teams, but as far as what Michigan needs to do, Penn State is a very capable, they can score points. They don't have a blazer like they did in Jahan Dotson last year to take the top off the defense, but they can score some points. Sean Clifford is a capable quarterback. I think Michigan really, really has to bully Penn State up front. I think Penn State might be a year away on their defensive line, and Michigan's offensive line has to have its best game of the season and open some doors for the guys like Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards and that crew. And also, Michigan absolutely needs to win the turnover battle. If they do that, they're going to be in really good shape in this game. If they help Penn State out, short fields, that sort of thing, and that is the case in almost every game, but even more so when you have an opponent with the talent of Penn State. I don't know that Michigan gets super aggressive through the air downfield like Michigan fans want them to, because Penn State, I think, is going to be one of the better secondaries that they're going to see. They've got some players back there. So those would be the two things. Be able to run the ball effectively and wear Penn State down, and also win the turnover battle.
Well, you just mentioned the turnover battle. Penn State doesn't have a good plus-minus there. I mean, admittedly, one game was a disaster for them, and weather may have played into it, but still, they turned it over five times against Northwestern, and Northwestern did not do that in playing Penn State. So could there be opportunities there?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, that game may be an aberration because my Penn State guys that I talk to on a regular basis were talking about that being 30-mile-an-hour winds and a downpour. And as you said, it's possible Northwestern didn't turn it over at that rate. But I think maybe that was a little bit of an aberration. I would say, though, that certainly Michigan has the ability to create some turnovers with the pressure it's able to get on a quarterback. If it gets Clifford running around and throwing balls he doesn't want to throw, those are the ones that you can pick off. And also, you know, see about forcing some fumbles. Penn State doesn't have a dominating rushing attack by any means, so we'll see. But that's absolutely a way that if Michigan is a plus two in the turnover margin, it wins this game in my mind.
Well, Penn State's got to at least one, take care of Blake Corum, or number two, take care of J.J. McCarthy. Do you think that Penn State has the players that can prevent the run or prevent the passing game?
I think that they will scheme to stop the run, first of all. If they don't, they know they're not going to win this game. I mean, if Blake Corum runs for 150 yards and it continually moves the chains and pops big plays and Donovan Edwards is running the ball and catching the ball out of the backfield, you know, in basically what would be extended runs, it's going to be a long day for Penn State. My guess is they move some guys up, they run blitz, they do things to try and take that away. I think they would like to take their chances with a quarterback, a young quarterback who is only in his sixth start in the Big Ten, and see if they can't rattle him a little bit, put some pressure on, and force some bad throws that they can take advantage of. So that would be my guess, is that Penn State tries to force Michigan to throw right off the bat.
Well, that's going to put the pressure on the offensive line, which has played very, very well. I don't know. Blake has, over 700 yards rushing so far this year. Offensive line, your evaluation of them through the season so far?
Well, Pat, they've gotten deeper because they haven't really been consistently what they expected to be before the start of the season. You saw their left tackle Ryan Hayes be out in the first couple of games, and you know you had to shift around, and you've had other injury. You've had guys like Carson Barnhart and Giovanni El Hadi plugging in there and holding up. Now Trente Jones has gone down with injury. We don't know exactly how soon he'll be back, the big right tackle. So given that, I think what they've done is adjusted pretty well to some newcomers being plugged in there and also established themselves as certainly somebody that, as a unit that can pave the way for the rushing attack and also protect J.J. McCarthy. I think for what they have faced in the early season with inconsistency of personnel, that they've done exceptionally well. And you just kind of hope that smooths out if you're Michigan, so that they can start to have an everyday lineup in there.
John, give me your thoughts on the special teams for both of these squads, because it's my feeling that field position could turn out to be maybe the biggest factor in this game.
Well, I think Penn State always has very solid special teams, and they do a good job in that area. You look at Michigan, and very weird block on the on the kick on Saturday at Indiana. They turned right around and blocked one themselves. But for the most part, I mean, you can't do a whole lot better with Brett than with Brad Robinson, Robbins and Jake Moody, a couple of the punter and kicker respectively, who are just spectacular in their efforts. Moody is going to go down as one of the best Michigan place kickers of all time, and Robbins has been very consistent in punting the ball and doing a good job there. They haven't been spectacular, I would say, in returns, but they've been consistent. The kind of game is geared against big returns anymore with the kickoff rules and taking it out to the 25. You're almost better off to fair catch it or let it go into the end zone and take it at the 25. But I think Michigan, this year, until proven different, I would give Michigan an advantage in almost any special teams matchup, and I expect that to be the case here.
There will be a special ceremony at Michigan Stadium this weekend as they dedicate or name the tunnel after Coach Lloyd Carr.
Yeah, I think that's it's going to be a special moment because Lloyd Carr has done so much for this program. People think of him as the coach that won the national championship and had that highlight year in 97 and was the head coach for 13 years with five Big Ten championships. But, I mean, he was a lot more than that. I mean, the guy's been around since 1980 as an assistant coach for Bo and then for Mo and then doing what he did. You know, he had his critics in his time, but then you went through a period where everybody realized, well, Lloyd Carr was pretty darn good in winning the championships that he did. So I think it's going to be a special moment at Michigan Stadium, and in my mind, well-deserved that that tunnel will be named after Lloyd.
John, we are out of time here on Inside the Cave, but we want to remind folks how they can get copies of the Wolverine magazine and go online.
Absolutely. The monthly magazine, packed with all kinds of feature and analysis, can be reached, can be obtained monthly by calling 800-421-7751. And make sure, if you want everything from the Wolverine on a daily basis, check out the on3.com website. Look up the Wolverine, and you can find everything that we're churning out on a day-to-day basis.
John, finally, give us your final score of this week's game.
I have got this one, Pat, as a cliffhanger. I think Michigan wins this one 27-20.
Wow. Okay. Well, we'll see you in the box on Saturday, and thanks for joining us again, John, and go Blue.
There you go. Sounds good. Can't wait. Thanks, Pat.
All right. John Borton from the Wolverine Magazine, our guest here on Inside the Cave. Don't go away. We'll be back with our final segment right after these.